This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 8 minutes past the top of the hour. Our first guest on today's show is a wellness coordinator for CBJ and Bartlett Regional Hospital. It's Jess Brown here to talk to us about a healthy pandemic choices checklist. Jess, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Nice to have you here. Did I get your introduction right?
Yeah, you did.
All right. Wellness coordinator. Okay, so I have this checklist in front of me that every one of our listeners can get by going to ktoo.org or a couple other sites, I think. But for maybe this interview, that's a healthy, convenient place to go. There's a button right on our homepage that takes you to this checklist. Tell us about how this came to be, Jess.
Yeah. So as the wellness coordinator for our city and hospital employees, I regularly make different challenges to support the well-being of our employees. And in April, I designed this challenge to sort of be a little bit of a checklist for our employees. And it's sort of expanded to the whole community now, but just a way to sort of feel like you're not quite so powerless in the face of COVID-19, and that really, you know, each of us can do things every day to take care of ourselves and reduce the chance that we will be severely affected by COVID in that way, and also just keep our whole community healthy by keeping ourselves healthy. So the checklist has a couple of different things that you can check off every day. One of them is eating a balanced diet. So aiming for half of your plate covered with fruits or vegetables at each meal, which is a really nice visual.
Okay. I'm with you right here. I'm going to test myself here. Okay. I've gone to Friday on the checklist. Yes, no. And that first one is I ate a balanced diet with at least half each meal of fruits and vegetables. Is that the one you just said?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty much. I'm going to put a right yes-ish. Okay.
Okay. Cool. The next one is I moved my body and I got physical activity for at least 30 minutes today.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So physical activity is great at just keeping our immune function regulated and relieving some of the stress hormones that build up living through a pandemic.
Okay. All right. What's next?
The next one is that I washed my hands well throughout the day and wiped down high touch surfaces.
Yes. Winning. Yes. Okay.
Sorry. Nice. And you know, I would add, since this was created before masks were really on our radar, I would also add, that you're wearing masks in public places and communal areas.
Cool. I have my mask right here. I have it off for the show, but I wear it around the station. Okay.
Okay. So the next one is that I limited my vector path and eliminated non-essential trips to public places.
Tell me about the vector path.
Really, this is about just limiting your contact with other people on the off chance that either they have coronavirus or you do. And so really you kind of want to think, if public health were to give you a call in a couple days and say that you have been in contact with someone who has a confirmed case of COVID, where are the places that you've been in the past week or so that you have been in contact with others or could have possibly left your germs there? So really, we want to still reduce our footstep, our vector path, and to places that we don't need to be going. And
right,
yeah,
I'm going to go for yes. Limited my vector path. All right,
okay,
two more, right?
Yep. So the next one is that I made time for restful sleep, and this is specifically carving out 7 to 8 hours without distractions and turning off your screens for that whole 7 to 8 hour chunk.
Kind of, sort of. All right.
Kind of, sort of. So this one, this one is amazing when you look at the data on sleep and immune function. they've done these really cool research studies where they've swabbed people's noses with a common cold virus. And the people who got less than 6 hours of sleep were three times as likely to develop that cold than the same people who got the same swab up their nose with the virus who got more than 6 hours of sleep. So it really, that's such a tangible way that we can just keep our immune system at its highest functioning.
All right, we have one more, but before we do that, let me reintroduce you. We're speaking with Jess Brown. She's a CBJ wellness coordinator and for Bartlett Regional Hospital as well. And we're talking about a checklist that all of us can access at various websites, including ktoo.org. We're on Friday. So far, I am yes, no, yes, yes, yes. Okay, there's six. One, two, three, four. Okay, last one. What is it, Jess?
Okay, last one is that you practice gratitude. And so this practice is specifically about thinking of three things that went well at the end of your day, or you could do at the beginning of your day, but three things that happened that went well in your day and why they happened. So practicing gratitude has been coming up in the news and all sorts of really cool science lately about just the benefits of doing it and how it can really shift our moods, which I think we could all benefit from during just the craziness of our lives being upturned.
And, right, you know, I look at all of these and I can see how they would all sort of indirectly affect or directly affect mental health. But this one's a real sort of mindfulness practice. What motivated you to include this one?
Well, like I said, there's been so much great research on the power of gratitude. And before I had made this challenge in January, we had done one with our employees specifically around gratitude and mindfulness. And the people who participated in that one, they had noted, you know, that they had gotten the most out of that challenge than anything else that we've ever done with our wellness program. And how much that gratitude practice affected their daily lives and just their attitude. So
all right.
It's powerful stuff. Yeah.
So I have one, two, three, four. I have five out of six so far today, and I think I can get that sixth one. Do I get to put a gold star on my chart?
I think you do. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put a gold star on this. This looks like something you could put on the refrigerator, right? And there's a checklist just like this for every day of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it as long as you need to, as long as the pandemic occurs.
Sounds good, Jess. What else should we know about this?
Well, really, I mean, this, I think one of the most powerful ways that this affects our lives is that when we're taking care of ourselves, we show up in our relationships a little better. And, you know, when we are getting restful sleep and eating well and moving our bodies and practicing gratitude, it enhances our relationships. And I think that's something that's on everyone's mind right now. You know, we're not connecting in the ways that we used to, and that connection is really important. And so this is one of the ways that you can show up to your relationships, whether it's folks in your household or coworkers, or relatives afar. This is one of the ways that you can show up to those relationships and bring your whole self and the best parts of yourself. And that's one of the reasons we encourage it with our employees, because we know that it's important for them to show up with their best self to either serve patients at the hospital or the public with the city.
All right. That's the voice of Jess Brown, CBJ and BRH Bartlett Regional Hospital Wellness Coordinator. Jess, thank you for coming on the show. You can get your own copy of this checklist at ktoo.org, among other places. Jess, thank you so much. And let's check in about healthy choices again soon.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here.